This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. JCPenney will pay $50 million to settle a class action lawsuit in California. It accused the department store of tricking consumers by jacking up sticker prices so sales would appear to offer deeper discounts. The retailer denies it did anything wrong, but says it will change its advertising and pricing. Marketplace's Adrian Hill looks at why it's so tempting to bend the rules when it comes to sales.
The guidelines about what a retailer can and can't do when it comes to sales, they're not straightforward.
There are a lot of rules out there, both in the states and at the federal level.
Mallory Duncan is with the National Retail Federation. From the feds, he says,
they're not explicit directions, but they admonish retailers to be very careful that price comparisons are made in such a way so as not to deceive consumers.
The gist is that if a retailer is going to call something a sale, it should be a sale. And a sale is a powerful tool.
Oh, it's like crack. Consumers love to get a deal. It's been that way forever.
Paula Rosenblum is a retail analyst for RSR Research.
This whole thing has been going on, this notion of markup, markdown, for as long as I've been in retail, and that's a really long time.
She says some of our sale craziness could be a little generational. And it could change as more young people get used to paying the full price at places like H&M and Zara. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.